built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. All right, welcome back. Episode 3.
I could tell you were never a
two.
DJ
before. Oh, definitely not a DJ. Definitely. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That is Mike. Have you ever shared your DJ stories here?
What kind?
Any. Like, no, do people even, how many people know that? I mean, you brought it up, so now you're kind of stuck. So, all right.
Well, people don't know that. I just said you can tell you were never a DJ before. People didn't know that I was, so you kind of let the cat out of the bag there. But
all right. We're joining us today is Jason Carter, new women's head hockey coach. Jason, would Mike have said that if he had not previously been a DJ at one point? No one, only a DJ says, oh, you can tell that you weren't a DJ before.
For sure. That was something a DJ would definitely say.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
2 years.
Was that your name?
Local establishment.
Deputy Dozer?
Yeah.
That's what
DJ Dozer.
I was wondering why your fantasy football team was named that. Yeah. And now it's kind
it
of
all
like,
makes sense.
It's all just coming full circle. DJ Deputy Dozer.
Those days are long gone though. That's
when you do you ever revisit that establishment now 2 years later and people just start throwing things and just being like, come back, Dozer, come back.
So
he hasn't paid for a drink there in 2 years.
Well, no, listen. When I left, my replacement was a jukebox. So like after that I left, they were just like,
how did that feel?
We can't get anything close to as good as it was before. Let's just buy a jukebox.
Or it was just, or they felt
it wasn't an or.
A
it
machine
was, that wasn't
could. You're very confident about this.
Yeah.
What was your style? Did you have like a, like, walk me through it.
Okay. Well, I would work every day from 9 p.m. Not every day, Friday, Saturday, 9 p.m. to about 3 in the morning.
You were working?
It was DJ / bouncer of the place I was.
Other duties and, as assigned, right?
Yes.
That's basically what that is.
So you know, 9 to 11, 9 to 10:30.
I have questions.
You'd play,
by the way,
you'd play oldies, you'd play country. Then around 11:30, 12 o'clock is when you mix in, the rap music.
So you mentioned you would work your normal job during the day, like as the normal day is going on. I shouldn't say normal. I feel like I'm insulting DJs everywhere. As your day job is going on, do you have like headphones in and you're like your head's bouncing a little bit, like you're thinking about what you're gonna play later in the night? Like, is this like a all day kind of prep?
Honestly, sometimes
thing?
Yeah. Usually like a day of, and then if you were working working Friday, Saturday, if you had a song that was, the people were really into it Friday night, then you're probably gonna play that again on Saturday.
Did you ever bomb? Like, people just started like booing or like,
yeah, but there were like songs that I really liked that I just didn't care if people like, well, not to the point of like booing, but
selfish,
like,
DJ.
Yeah. You were just like,
what's the dress code for a bouncer and a DJ? I'm just curious. does the polo overlap into from one job to the next, or you gotta?
Oh yeah. It was there? No polo.
What takes precedence?
Like 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
I went from 2 years to 7, 8 years ago.
No, I was a DJ for 2 years. I wasn't a DJ 2 years ago. This was eight years ago.
Sorry, I misheard. That's on me.
Well, what was the question?
What task would take precedence?
What do you mean?
Okay, well, you said you were a bouncer and a DJ. Those are correct me if I'm wrong. Those are two distinctly different jobs.
Well, nowadays you could do both because you could touch tunes from your phone while working the door.
Oh, right?
Would you be like walking someone out the door and be like, "Hey, hold on, I got to change the track here."
Or give them maybe one last
request
on their way out.
I would
the
have
opposite of a walk-up time.
Hey, that was my closer room. It was closing time. No, but I mean, obviously, bouncer, because you know, like there were instances where
somebody was
heckling.
What
like
if it was your song? Like you just said, you would play your
song. I'm a big Creed fan, so I would. And like, that's obviously not a, that's not a bar song, but.
Creed, that's like the
arms wide
can
open.
You take
wait on
oh there we go.
Isn't it higher? Isn't higher one of their songs? Can you give us one more demo of that?
No, we'll play that.
I didn't know we were gonna dive into this. I didn't know you liked Creed. I totally would have loaded up the software here with a couple
we'll mix it in.
Oh god.
We can go back and add that in too.
Yeah. I think we'll just keep replaying your little intro right there of Creed. Good enough. But all right, moving on here. Jason, welcome to Northland. Welcome to Ashland. I think you kind of knew a little bit about Northland before. I mean, you've been around D3 women's hockey a bit, but obviously probably I'd imagine a bit of a transition. But, you know, we're obviously pleased to have you. Been, how long you been here now? A couple months?
Couple months, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on here. Yeah, it's definitely been a good transition. You know, I came from St. Mary's down in Winona, so it's a similar college town, a little bit bigger here than Ashland, but very similar. You know, we had the river and the bluffs down there. Up here, we got the lake and we got the forest and everything. So lots of similarities. The college is a big piece in town, which is really nice, but it's been beautiful. I've enjoyed jumping in the lake a couple times, playing some golf. And just,
still? Are you still going to the lake?
I haven't yet in this month.
Yeah, I had to bow out a couple
times.
Well,
we would have had you on the podcast like right after you got hired, but Greg's just been balking on the, you know, pumping out the podcast.
Well, here, he's a busy man.
We've had to reschedule this one probably like 15
That's
times.
That's okay.
You bring up one DJ comment and just the insults come flying my way over here, my Lord. I'll throw some Creed on next time to mellow you out a little bit. My God. But no. So welcome. I mean, obviously, St. Mary's, it's MIAC, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So making a transition to WIAC. I mean, you've been here a couple months. I mean, what are some of your goals? Or let me ask you this. How has it been starting a new job during COVID?
It's been good. I mean, I feel blessed to start a new job. I know everyone else is kind of like, life is not going so well right now, and I started a new job, looking at buying a house up here and everything. So in my own little bubble, selfishly, like, things are going pretty well. Met a lot of great people, you know, some of the coaches' hangouts and things, getting to know everyone kind of away from school has been nice, but it's been really good. I'm enjoying my time, and like I said, looking forward to being here for a while.
How's recruiting been going so far?
Good. Busy. I'm going back down to the cities this weekend, probably over to South Dakota next weekend to hit the showcases before we get rolling. But, you know, obviously without an assistant right now, it's just been a couple of long days at the rink from, you know, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. watching lots of hockey and talking to lots of kids. But that's the name of the game. That's how it was, you know, over at St. Mary's too. Just tons of exposure and getting your name out there and seeing as many kids as possible to build out that recruiting list. Yeah.
Would you say our staff fantasy football league is better than the one at St. Mary's? There's only one.
Yeah, given correct. The fact that we didn't have one, yeah, I would say this is definitely better.
That's good.
My team is struggling
Who'd you play last week?
I believe I played Mr. DJ over here.
And, how'd that turn off for you?
Not so good. I think my entire bench was out last week. I had some big Julio Jones was out, and if you've ever heard of him, he's kind of good. You took me down, and sad to say it, but. We're gonna bounce back here. We got some trade offers out, making some acquisitions. We're gonna grind it out.
Are you gonna keep that team name the whole time?
No, that's a great story too. Greg's Chest Compressions is the team name. For those of you that don't know, if you were in our CPR class, you would understand that Greg had to do a few extra chest compressions for the
my form was impeccable.
The professor.
My form was impeccable.
I think she might have just enjoyed watching those triceps work when you were just doing the compressions. And
well, I you know, on that subject, I did set my personal best on the bench press at 6 a.m. this morning.
There we go.
You know, that could be
that extra work could paid off.
That could be
congrats.
And for anyone out there that's nervous, I did pass. I am certified.
He is certified. He did pass. He just had to be the model for everyone else.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, everyone can enjoy watching me work, saving lives over there, or mannequins, I guess, in that situation. But so, you know, coming from the MIAC to the WIAC, I mean, obviously, Northland first year in the WIAC last year. What are some of your goals here moving forward, short term, long term?
Yeah, just continue to build that competitive success. You know, not winning a conference game last year is tough, obviously, but this is such a great conference. You got two teams that made the national tournament, you know, from at-large bids. They didn't have an AQ or anything. So it's very high-level hockey. Every night's going to be a battle. So we're going to obviously, you know, looking for that first conference win this year, and then we're going to jump up to the middle of the pack and down the road and just continue to recruit good people that are good hockey players and just help build that community and like I said, make ourselves a known force in the WIAC.
Do you have an NHL team?
It would be the Wild, unfortunately.
Ouch.
You know, I was a Red Wings fan growing up just because I love Sergei Fedorov. He's my favorite player.
I hated the Red Wings growing up.
No, they're terrible, but you know,
they're one of those teams. You either love them or you hate
yeah,
them.
I just love
there's
them.
No.
Who was the goalie? He was like the shorter dude.
Chris Osgood.
Yeah. Didn't they have like,
was he like 5'7"?
Yeah.
Am I thinking of Brent? This is going back to back when we used to flood our yard when I was like 8. Brendan Shanahan, is that a name? I remember a little bit.
Steve Eiserman.
Steve Eiserman. Yeah, that was a team everyone I feel hated where I was.
Yeah, they won a lot of cups in the 90s and the early 2000s, so they a lot of people hated them. But then now it is the Wild.
So why'd you switch?
Well, from Minnesota, you know, you get that hometown team. They hadn't had a team since the early 90s when the North Stars left. You know, the new team comes in. It's exciting when you're a kid. So I jumped onto them, and it's been, you know, 15 years of mediocrity or whatever it is, you know, other than the one cup finals run they made. In like 2003, but
is that Minnesota sports in general? Like,
Yeah,
I'm actually. I mean,
we can dive into that. Minnesota Lynx. We can dive into that if you're.
Oh,
really
the Lynx, the Lynx. Nice.
They've won.
Nice.
Twins lost again yesterday.
Yeah.
Too.
Haven't won a baseball game, a playoff game in 16 years.
16 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrendous. I think Kevin Garnett was with the Timberwolves the last time the Twins might have won a playoff game. Then
probably. Yeah.
Wow, what's that like? Like, I come from Patriot Nation here, where we're just used to like winning time. You know, the Celtics tied with the Lakers for most world championships. Like, I'm not, man, I didn't realize
it's tough. It's sad to say we almost expect at this point. You know, we're kind of waiting for whatever's going to go wrong. Whenever things seem to be going well, we just know something bad's around the corner. Obviously, the Vikings are off to a tough start.
Aren't they 0-3 right now?
0-3 right now. You know,
and they shouldn't have lost this weekend.
Yeah. Twins just lost their another playoff game. The Wild can't make the playoffs. Timberwolves, they have the number one overall pick, which
sweet.
They're going to screw that up somehow.
Yep.
So, Gopher football's going the right way, and then the Big Ten shuts it down. Now they're coming back, so we'll see what that looks like. But
man, what a mess.
It is kind of a mess. It's unfortunate.
Shout out to all my friends in New England. We're just way luckier than
you're spoiled
sometimes. Yeah,
spoiled for sure.
For sure. It wasn't always like that, especially with football, but we definitely are now after being out here a little bit. All right, on the subject of football, unfortunate, and I guess, again, back to the Vikings. Vikings, Titans, COVID, both teams shutting down their facilities. I mean, was this inevitable? Like, do you think this is the beginning of something more, or is this going to get handled?
I know for me personally, like, I was thinking, like, I thought the first 3 weeks of the season so far have been going so well that I didn't even, I kind of like quit thinking about it a little bit.
Same.
And then, yeah, obviously we heard the news yesterday where it's up today. Now it's four players and like five or six staff members of the Titans. I don't think anybody has been tested positive for the Vikings. I'm yet to hear
bad news coming out of the Vikings camp besides just the Vikings in general
being
bad news, but
so
everything else seems to be
latest I've heard is they're possibly looking at Monday or Tuesday playing that game now.
Yeah.
I believe the Vikings are still on schedule to play their game. I don't even know where they play this weekend, but the Titans are supposed to play
the Texans down in Houston. So, they shut the facility down yesterday. Everyone had tested negative. Just an extra caution. They shut it down. I think they're going to be back up today, assuming there's no new tests. But I would agree. I think it was inevitable at some point, short of them being in a bubble, which just doesn't work in the NFL. So I think it was inevitable. Hopefully they, you know, the technology they're wearing with the tracing and all that of who they're in contact with, hopefully that'll really limit the
It's pretty impressive.
It is very impressive. Yeah. Cool to see. So hopefully that'll limit it, and then just those four or five people can be held out until they can come back, and everyone else will be good, and we can move on with the season.
You know, just kind of like scrolling through social media and talking to some friends, I've had some people be like, "Oh, this is it. Like, this is just going to keep happening. It's going to spiral. It's going to spiral. It's going to spiral." And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what everyone said about baseball.
Exactly.
And
it was like two big things with baseball.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, the Marlins
and the Cardinals
for like
a
week
or
two, and everyone was like, "Oh, here goes the league!" And then now the Marlins made the playoffs, and so it's.
But they had a plan. Like you can't everything isn't going to go picture perfect,
correct?
And you have these plans
besides
for when things go wrong. Yeah, I guess you're right, and the NBA to a certain extent. Besides Lou Williams,
I mean, I think that shows how well a bubble can work if the league puts the money and time into it.
Yeah, no, 100%. So I actually think the NFL is going to be fine as long as people continue to be responsible and. You know, as long as these situations get handled appropriately and quickly,
correct.
Key thing being quickly. Because if you wait, hesitate, I don't know, things can get out of hand pretty quickly. But so one other thing, and we didn't have this. Oh, we did, but we're going to move it up right now. We have to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Back to back.
What is going on?
16 point losses. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this was the first time in NFL history a team in back-to-back weeks has been a 99.9% favorite to win the game and lost.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
That's something that would happen to a Minnesota team.
Agreed.
It really is.
Agreed.
It really is. I'm shocked it didn't happen.
I could see the Timberwolves doing this 100%. like I don't know how the Falcons kept their special teams coach. I don't know how Dan Quinn still has a job.
How is he still employed by the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, like, and then
what I want to know.
Like Arthur Blank, the Falcons owner, got asked point blank about his job security. And he said no comment. Well, what's the point of keeping him the next day? As soon as an owner comes in and says no comment, like this is going to be the storyline. Is Dan Quinn going to stay? Is he going to be fired? Like no one can truly focus 100% on the task at hand when no one knows if the same coach is going to walk through the door the next day. So as soon as Arthur Blank said that, it's like it's game over. So what are we doing keeping this guy around right now?
Yeah, why not just cut loose, move on, and find your next guy?
And I feel bad like talking about a coach about potentially losing his job, but I mean this is the NFL.
It is.
Well, and this goes back to even last year too. Like the Falcons, they started out the season horrendous. Dan Quinn fires his whole staff last year. That Arthur Blank basically gives him another shot this year, and
here we are.
Here we are. 0-3, probably in one of the better divisions.
Really good for three quarters, though. But
he's got that going for him.
Yeah, I just don't.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I don't know how you get through that with those kind of collapses. I mean, obviously the special teams one was just a mental error on the onside kick where they just kind of went
for
blank
a mental train wreck. Just mental
train wreck.
Mental train wreck.
All right, that was definitely a mental train wreck.
That was one of the worst things.
But they shouldn't have even got to that point. Onside kick.
No,
that's true. I think that onside kick ranks up there with the butt fumble, Mark Sanchez.
Yeah,
and who was it? It was the Colts with Pat McAfee. They lined up in a fake punt against the Patriots, and they just had two guys on the line. And they inexplicably snapped it.
That's right. I remember that. Whoops. We got to tweet that out. That was so funny.
I don't know why that just came to me. I don't know what's worse.
Worst plays of all time.
What is a worse special teams performance? What the Colts did that evening or that onside kick thing? I'm calling it a thing because it's like the Falcons didn't know the rules.
True.
You got one job. Recover the
I almost want to say the Colts is worse because that's what they drew up. Like the coach had to draw that up and that's how they lined up. And I don't know if the center accidentally snapped it or what happened, but that's tough.
Yeah.
Maybe we're undervaluing how good Nick Foles is. Comes in and leads the Bears back to come from behind victory over the Falcons.
Take a seat, Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
How would you feel being benched when you're 2-0? Deep breath.
It'd be tough.
Yeah. Now, granted, they're wins.
I mean, I got like...
They beat the Giants. Like, big deal. USC can beat the Giants right now.
Is that one of the teams that... I don't even know who they beat.
They beat the Giants.
Detroit.
In Detroit. Yeah. So basically they beat Ashland High and and maybe Hayward.
Yeah. I mean.
And that's not an insult.
No.
Ashland High. I think that's an insult to the Lions
gotta
be, and the Giants.
It's got to be frustrating for Chicago fans just knowing what quarterbacks were taking after Trubisky. Like, I believe they even moved up to get him.
Why was he the starter? Yes, they traded up. Why was he the starter? Like at the beginning of the year, like we have seen enough body of work to know this isn't the guy. You brought in Nick Foles. You don't bring in Nick Foles because you think you need a backup because of an injury. You bring in Nick Foles because you know you don't have.
You
the
know
guy.
Trubisky isn't the guy.
Yeah,
but and granted, I am not a Trubisky fan at all. But
no one is.
Two years ago when
defensive
they made the
backs
playoffs,
are Trubisky fans.
He was playing well 2 years ago when they made the playoffs 2 years ago. Obviously, last year was not the year. He was horrendous last year, but I just don't really understand. I mean, it obviously worked out for him this weekend, but I mean, you'd have to think that Foles will be the starter for the rest of the season.
Agreed. How do you go back to Trubisky now? That'd be tough.
You can't. Like once you make that call,
you got to be all in on it.
If Foles has a classic, I can't even. Oh. Peterman. If Foles has a Peterman 6-pick-1.5 performance, then
maybe.
Yeah, maybe we can go back to Trubisky. Maybe not. But it's Foles' job. It's Foles' job going out here. And who knows? They might keep winning. I mean, people forget Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. He peaked at the right time.
He's been a quality quarterback.
He was hot for like 6 games.
Won a Super Bowl. He's got a ring.
He did.
And then lost his starting job.
He had that one good year under Chip Kelly when Vic got hurt, where he came in and he played really well and then kind of bounced around since then. But he's looked really good at times, just inconsistent.
Nick Foles might single-handedly keep Matt Nagy his job, which would be impressive. All right, Mike, I'll give you your due here. Packers, 3-0, most points scored in the NFL.
Please tell me you're going to pick against them again this week because you're 0-3.
I know. And we'll
during our NFL picks.
I'll let you run down the picks in a moment. And actually, now you bring that up, it's really a sore spot if my ego of wanting to brag and just pour some salt in the wounds of the Packers losing, which is, if I could put that to the side, I mean, I'd probably be beating you in these picks right now.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, but I can't get out of my own way here.
We're dead even. What were the numbers that I texted you?
I think
like 31-18 or something like that.
31-18 against the spread. That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Spread's designed to be.
We're deadlocked. Yeah. Tied.
Nice.
And I can't. And I screw up the Packers game every single week.
Well, this year, just bet on the Packers every time.
I can't.
They're so good.
I can't. I mean,
I hate to admit that.
Did you watch
Vikings
the game
fan.
The other night?
No, I did not watch the game.
I did.
They're the real deal.
And this is without Devontae Adams.
Matt LaFleur is like, what, 17-4 as a head coach?
Yeah. My assistant coach wears Packers cheetah pants.
You should not be talking right now.
What do you
wear during
Leicester City games? I wear a nice shirt and tie pants. that's different. Leicester City plays is over in England, so they're constantly playing at like 8 a.m., 7 a.m. So do I have Fox slippers? Yes. Do I have Leicester City game shorts? Yes. Do I have 7 jerseys? Yes. If I wake up and it's cold, do I have an ugly sweater? Yes. Do I have a sweatshirt? Yeah, I'm prepared. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Saturday morning, Sunday morning, I mean, I'm not, you know, it's 50 degrees out, or maybe it's -30. I'm prepared for all the elements. So nothing wrong with that. Packers play at 3 in the afternoon. Cheetah pants? Come on now. I respect it though. I wear slippers. I can't really talk.
I mean, you did hire the guy, so
I did. I got nothing to respect for the fandom on that level. The cheetah pants are pretty wild though. I've never seen something like that before.
Just a dedicated fan.
Do you have cheetah pants? Are we going to see you rocking some Packer leopard?
I have like four Packer jerseys. But
jerseys, nothing else.
Yeah, I'm superstitious with it, so I've been rocking my white Aaron Rodgers jersey for the last 3 weeks. I'm obviously going to wear it again this week. But
do you have the big cheese head too?
You gotta have the cheese head.
Pretty standard.
Those things are like $150.
Seriously,
like the legit ones, like the big ones.
Nice.
Wow. I would not. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say how much my slippers were, but $150 is a lot.
They're not $150, but they're pricey.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to do our picks right now before we move on from the NFL?
I didn't make my picks.
You didn't? We're going to have to do
this.
We'll
tweet them out.
All right, we'll tweet them out. That's fine. I already have mine. I'm ready to go. I'm winning this week. Did some research. Had some time on my hands for a change. Probably have the worst week yet, but who knows. NBA, we do have finals. The Miami Heat, the Los Angeles Lakers. The Miami Heat defeated my Boston Celtics 4-2. It's very sad. Sad. Sad series. Boston Celtics epically blew games 1 and 2, and tough to come back from that. Like, you know, you had 2 games, you're up double digits. One game, they're up 17 in the second half, and just horrendous third quarters. Just, I don't know. Like, but here's the real question: do the Heat stand any chance at all against the Lakers?
I said this like two podcasts
no.
ago. There's
no,
this is going to be 4 games, 4, maybe 5.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not a basketball expert. I thought Mike and I were just kind of stare at each other here, like we don't know what we're talking about. But I definitely say Lakers have the advantage.
I watch, like, this is the time where I'm watching.
Watch?
So yeah. I watch the semifinals, all right. Finals. I tune in and watch.
I'd say Anthony NBA. Davis is worth watching right now.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, he's the best player.
I think he's the best player in the NBA right now. Like, what he can do at his size is unbelievable. I mean,
he does everything.
Yeah, his touch, shooting, like, and that's why I don't think anyone can beat the Lakers right now, because there's no one on planet Earth that can guard him. I mean, maybe an elephant.
When you're 7 feet tall and can shoot that well,
dribble.
Yeah,
he's shooting
it all.
Fadeaway jumpers from 3, and it's just like, man, like, no one can already contest your jump shot. Like, how, like, just, it's indefensible. He's shooting like 58% from mid range.
That's crazy.
Back to the Celtics. You were pretty confident that the Celtics were going to take care of the Heat.
Knew this was coming.
Were you not?
Oh, 100%. We just beat the Raptors in seven. Like, everything was rolling. And then, I mean, man. Like, you just look at the Heat. Like, they had Jimmy Butler. We all know, like, we saw Jimmy Butler in Minnesota. And then Philadelphia. Yep. Train wreck.
Yep.
Like, Goran Dragic. Like, no.
But Tyler Hero.
Did not realize Tyler Hero was as good as he was. Duncan Robinson from the Seacoast in New England, where I'm from.
Who?
Duncan Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think I said
Hero's from Milwaukee.
Oh, didn't know that either. But yeah, I didn't see it. I don't think anyone saw it. Like, if you, I mean, the Heat were, there's a reason they were the fifth seed. Celtics are cruising. They're winning. You got some experienced winners. Kemba Walker, one of the best point guards in the game. Outplayed by Goran Dragic.
It didn't matter who was, I think the Celtics, I did agree with you last episode where the Celtics would probably give the Lakers a little bit more of a test, but this is going to be a quick series. Yeah, maybe we'll see.
You got one more thing written down here. Like, are you taking a shot at LeBron James or something?
What was he doing during the ceremony the other night?
I don't know.
Did you watch that?
He was just sitting on the floor.
Yeah, right? In sandals. So
sitting on the court in sandals. Like, I don't. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no idea. Like, I saw, like, some, like, me.
It's putting attention onto him.
Yeah, like, I thought, you know, it was, I mean, something.
Hasn't
about
it always,
like,
kind of been that way.
Well,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's like, dude, like, why are you doing that?
At least, like, they're on some K-Swiss or something, not some, like, flip-flops there. I don't know what that was about. At LeBron's point, I mean, maybe he's trying to get the point across that, hey, it's a conference finals championship. Like, yeah, like, I'm about champion.
But he could have said that, and we all know that.
Could have stood up. Yes. Like, I no idea. And it's not like it was this hard-fought series where they won some seven-game slugfest. They won 4-1. They rolled the Nuggets. Like, no shot. So I don't know what he's doing there. I've never been the biggest LeBron fan. I mean, I'm a fan of him off the court. Think he's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
On the court, I just, to be really honest, I can't stand him. Like, the dude makes business decisions on the court, decides when he wants to play defense. Like, it's just like, that's not how it works.
No.
Yeah, that's not how sport works to me.
No.
And I feel like it's really kind of changed the atmosphere in the league. And then, like, super teams, like, he was the first one down in Miami. Like, he started this trend. And that is why I really, as angry as I am that the Celtics lost to the Heat, I would love to see the Heat win, kind of just end this super team garbage. That's also why I love the fact that
you could have said that's when the Raptors won last year. I mean,
I know. And then what did Kawhi Leonard do? He went and go join the Clippers that were loaded.
Another super team.
Yeah.
And you got Golden State.
Yeah.
How do you think they would have finished if he would have stayed?
The Raptors?
Yeah.
I think they would have repeated.
Go back.
Really?
Back. Yeah. I do. I think he made a mistake going to Los Angeles on the court. But again, maybe it was a business decision.
That's his hometown. Like, it.
Yeah.
Playing at home.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not sad the Clippers failed. Fired their coach the other day too, by the way. Doc Rivers out. See you later. I've never been
a Rivers fan.
So he's with the Celtics all those years. Won a championship with the Celtics. But towards the end of his tenure, when we got bounced out of the playoffs, it was like, hey guys, see you later. Like, hey, great job, man. Knocked us out. 5 games. Sweet. And I'm just like, man, like, I just sacrificed 7 days or no, 7 nights over the last 10 days. And just looks like I care a little bit more. I know that's not true. Like, I know these guys, like, pour their heart and soul in their jobs, but it's just like, I didn't get a vibe that he ever really believed that they could win after those first 2 years of the Celtics big three was done.
He talks about this in a little bit, and you should check this out. There's a documentary on Netflix. It's like famous coaches. I think it just came out. I actually watched it like 2 days before he got fired, but did he get fired? He got fired, right?
I think they said it was mutual.
Was it mutual?
More, I think he had 2 years left or something on his contract. But it was a good mutual split.
Okay. I think the ownership opened the door and agreed that he should walk out.
Time to move
mutually
on.
Yeah.
He talks about that a little bit, though. You should watch it.
I'll listen. I mean, it's a good coach. I mean, there's a reason players like him. Like,
yeah.
players like good coaches. So I'm not saying he's bad, just he rubbed me the wrong way. And unfortunate for him that it didn't work out in Los Angeles. How do you feel though about getting fired after this playoff tournament thing? Like, do you think that's warranted? I mean, this is an abnormal year.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's a tough one.
One of their better players was suspended for leaving the bubble at one point and going to a club and eating chicken wings.
An establishment.
Yeah, an establishment. That's
back to DJ Deputy Dozer.
Yeah. Just the fact that I'm saying that shows that, like, not a normal year, not correct, a normal situation. So, like, do you think he deserved a full regular year with this squad?
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah. I kind of felt that way, too. I
know, but they obviously thought something going into the bubble, like
that, yeah, maybe, and they might be nervous about guys sticking around. Like, I mean, who knows? Some more stuff might come out.
Well, going back to what we talked about with Dan Quinn and the Falcons, like if the owner knows, like, hey, this isn't our guy, then cut it short and move on, and no sense in keeping him around if you don't want him there.
No sense in dragging it out. Exactly. I think that's all we got for professional sports.
Oh no,
today.
No.
Oh, you got more? All right, speak up.
Stanley Cup playoffs. The crown of champion.
I was going to see if we could dodge the whole thing.
Dodge that? Two hockey games.
What are you talking about, dude?
Oh, wow.
I know. All right, tell me about it.
Tampa Bay.
I know Tampa Bay. Actually, we got a couple guys on the men's soccer roster from Tampa Bay.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Lightning. Are they Lightning fans?
I mean, I think by default, not totally sure they're big hockey fans, but I think they're more Northland fans, Northland hockey
there
fans than Lightning fans.
Take that.
We'll take them.
Yeah, Lightning got it done.
What was it, 4-2?
Was it 4-2? Yeah.
Yeah, game six.
Game six. Yep. 4-2.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, was it a good series? Like, did you feel like tell me about it. You want to talk about it. Like,
yeah.
Let's relive it right now.
Let Jason talk about it.
All right. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the best team won.
Without arguably their best player. For
exactly. Yeah. The Steven Stamkos out, except for the 3 minutes he played, was able to score a goal in that time, which is kind of cool to see. So they proved they were the best team, you know, given everything going on. It was a weird year, like you said. They found a way to get it done. Dallas, you know, definitely battled hard, and their goalie peaked at the right time to get them past Vegas because they got outplayed in that series. I don't know if you would agree or disagree on that one, but I don't think you could truly say that Dallas was a better team than Vegas. They just were playing better at the time. They peaked at the right time. But yeah, it was a very entertaining playoffs. I watched a ton of hockey. It's kind of weird to be watching hockey in August and September, but it was super cool, especially when they were playing, you know, 3-4 games a day, kind of boom, boom, boom. They had the 5 overtime game, was really cool to see. So I thought it was a really interesting, really exciting playoffs.
Do you think the players feel like they won a regular Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were saying this would be
the hardest.
This is harder than a regular one.
Yeah.
Just because you have, I mean, you're not around your family. Yep. You know, it's not your normal routine.
You don't get the crowd support behind you. Yeah.
I was getting that vibe watching the NBA, where, like, early on, I think some outsiders would be like discounting these championships, but I think the players were grinding harder than ever.
Yeah.
And when you take away like the home court, home rink atmosphere, it's almost like every game is you get a little bit more of a chance, like, because you're not going to play the best team on their turf 4 times.
You're not in a hostile environment.
So yeah, it's like you think you got a bigger chance than maybe like an 8 seed, for example. Normally in the NBA, like, you think that's all going to be a walkover, and it's everyone feels, yeah, you know what? Like, we're in the same damn gym. Yep,
exactly.
Let's get after it. So yeah.
There was a video that came out, I think it was yesterday. It was kind of cool, just with all the players, like, they got off the plane, they're carrying the trophy, and all their families, like, met with them. So, like, obviously some of these guys haven't seen their families for, what is it, 3 months now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long time, especially if you got kids.
Yeah.
That is some commitment. That is some sacrifice as well. But congratulations, Tampa Bay Lightning. How many cups have they won now?
Two.
Yeah.
They won it in
2004. Tortorella.
2004.
Yeah. Like Cavalier and St. Louis.
Who did the Lightning used to be? Like, they were an expansion team, like, when I was a kid, right?
They just started a team in like 93 or something.
Hartford didn't move down there?
No.
They went to Carolina.
Hartford became the Hurricanes. Yeah.
And then also won a cup in like 2006.
Yeah.
What happened to the Nordiques? Where'd they go? Good old Quebec.
They're in Colorado. They went to Colorado.
Yeah.
Joe Sakic.
Oh, yeah.
Ever heard of him?
I have, actually. Like, hey, my family, we used to flood the rink. Like, I couldn't stop. I was worthless out there. But, man,
Winnipeg went to Phoenix, and then Atlanta went up to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Now we got Seattle coming in 2 years. That'll be fun.
The Kraken?
Yeah.
That's a sweet name.
I'm a fan. The logo is cool.
Say their logo and colors are unbelievable.
I mean, they're talking about, you know, for the Washington football team, if they're like the Warriors or something, that's boring. Like, do something different.
Yeah.
I like that Seattle went ahead and did that. And, you know, it's unique and people are buying the merch like crazy.
Good for them. Seattle's got a team again after the Zombie Sonics brutally left them. But
best jerseys ever, too, by the way.
Yeah. And there are rumors that the Timberwolves might be actually relocating to Seattle.
What? Interesting.
Preliminary rumors.
Well, they are for sale. Yeah. Glenn Taylor is selling. He wants whoever buys them to keep them, but I don't know how much say you get in that one when you're selling them.
I think he's going to take his money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, moving on here, local news. Mike, also our head men's and women's golf coach, would you like to make this announcement?
Yeah, we just we have a new golf simulator coming on campus here, so it should be installed. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks. We're really excited about it.
It's going in this room, right?
not even that in here, but it's going downstairs in the Ponzio. It's going to be a huge addition for our men's and women's golf program. And I got a lot of ideas of what we can, that's a big plus for us too. But, you know, I got a lot of ideas of what we can do, you know, even having just like a golf day for, you know, just a regular student to come down, hit a few balls. We actually purchased it from the Niblick Bar and Grill here in Nashville, not the golf course. So, stayed local and, it's a game changer for men's and women's golf for sure.
Oh, sure. Going to help performance, going to help recruiting and help us through the winter too. So, no, awesome news. For anyone else out there, hockey is starting up, what, next week?
The 12th.
12th.
Yeah, the 12th.
Monday the 12th.
What, week and a half? Hockey's right around the corner. Baseball just had its first inter-squad scrimmage. Soccer, we've had a couple on our side, but probably obviously basketball starting up soon. But one thing that I'm really pleased with, and actually I think we're all going to be pleased with it pretty quickly, we've started to finally debut some of our new software for live streaming. If you had a chance to catch one of the soccer games or one of the volleyball games, check it out. We're still only just starting with this, but I can tell you the last soccer game, I mean, plenty of graphics during the course of play. We're going to be adding live play-by-play, multiple camera angles. We already have instant replay, a lot of cool things.
And a plug as well, if you are interested in throwing a commercial in there.
I was going to get to that, but yes.
Reach out to you call me 715-682-1242. Wow.
Or you email Greg.
gilmore@northland.edu.
But no, there's all sorts of space for advertising. There's just all sorts of space. We can do a lot with this. Let me go through my phone here. This was after one of the volleyball games. A couple texts from people came in because I told them to check it out. It's lit. That's what someone said about the live stream, which I think is good. I know I'm a little bit on the older side now.
Yeah, this person must be young.
Yeah. Yep. It's lit. Well, actually, I don't think the person was. So maybe
they're trying to be young. Yeah.
No, but no, in all seriousness, like I actually told a couple parents, like check out the live stream. I told a couple recruits too. Everyone's pretty pleased right now. So again, we're committed to trying to offer the best kind of environment we can in this very strange, weird, difficult 2020. And that includes for our viewers and families at home. So if you get a chance, check it out. But again, at some point, no matter what, you'll be checking out. And I promise you, it's pretty cool. And it's another exciting thing, another thing that we can talk about. We're moving in the right direction here in the athletic department and college overall. So yeah. Anything to add here before we wrap it up?
Are we going to invite Jason back ever again or?
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
Did he pass?
He passed.
Passed the trial test here, the trial run.
Yeah, Jason will be back, especially throughout the winter. Excited to see both your guys' teams get out there on the ice. But that's our show, episode 3, the Jack and Jill Show. Thanks for listening. Jack and Jill Show is hosted weekly by Greg Gilmore, that's me, and Mike Lennon. The show is crudely edited by yours truly, me again, and produced by our sports information department, that's me and Mike. Our artwork is designed by Michaela Issett-Williams.
A special thanks to Northland College for letting us do this. Northland College is a small, private liberal arts school located in the shores of Lake Superior. Come check us out online at northland.edu. This is a special place. Come see it for yourself in person. You won't be disappointed.